Pat probably is really going to enjoy this. This is like a throwback series. I mean, if both teams are really on top of their games, you know, this shouldn't be a series where either team is scoring 130 points. Both teams hang their hats on rock-solid team defense and making multiple efforts and being disciplined to schemes. And, you know, so it'll be a lot of plays and things in the margins. And that's what you expect. I mean, really, we're the two best teams in the East most of the season. And it's fitting that we're meeting in the conference finals.
Coach Spo saying, yeah, Pat Riley, he gonna like this one, man. He always liked these kind of matchups, defensive-minded teams with the Celtics coming down here. If you're not aware of this by now, this is the first time in the history of South Florida since Panthers and the Heat have been around that they're both alive this late in the playoffs, where one's in the Eastern Conference, one's in the semi-conference. It's never happened before. Now, some people looked it up on me, which I expected, to find out that the Panthers, the year they did go to the Stanley Cup, that crazy year that they had on just, you know, hustle, grit, you know, beat everybody on every puck, Beezer in the goal, everything was great. That was the year Michael Jordan came down here to the old arena that lived happy for about 1 year before it was outdated.
You said an hour?
That thing was one of the great mistakes in the history. By the way, Dade County's had some bad luck on some of that stuff, now that I think about it. But Michael Jordan came 3-0, down here.
3-0 sweep, five-game series.
He put a good night Loretta on that thing and went out every night and enjoyed himself.
Right,
so,
right, of course.
So that's the only other time that – and that wasn't even this deep into the play. So it's really cool, first time. And by the way, obviously, first time we've had two number one seeds in the Eastern Conference in the Panthers – and the Heat as well. And so here we go. And we like it so much, and talking about both of them, they're both going to play tonight. And some people aren't happy about it, but that's why we have so many great sports bars. Fancier sports bars,
right. Certain
food sports bars, right. We got them all. And so we're giving free pub to everybody today, 305-567-0560, for your favorite sports bar. Listen, man, I appreciate the food and the cold beer, but let's not forget why you're going there. You want to be able, while you're having that, unless you just got some smoke show with you and you don't really care.
Yeah, you're not going to a sports bar. Why would
but,
you do that?
But
right?
I got to be honest with you. You got to have TVs, man. You got to be able to see.
Well, it's a priority for this type of situation. That's got to be your number one thing you have to look at.
You can't just have two or three TVs behind the bar and going, hey, this is getting it done. Yeah, you need a little more.
Right. Well, ambiance there too.
Listen,
and you go to
I love
places.
Jimmy Flanagan, Augie, and all those guys at Flanagan's. I do, and their food is fantastic. Flanagan's is killing it right now. They really are. They're doing great. They opened up finally on Sunrise up there. Place is really good. The one in they're all doing great. And I saw Jimmy Flanagan, who runs the stores, owns them. I saw his comments about the business and stuff, but. Unless they have TVs everywhere.
That's the
only
problem.
I'm not saying you don't want to go there and grab some food before the games. But
food there is excellent. The Flanagan's
they don't fall under sports bars.
No, it's a restaurant and bar.
So I paid them a compliment before I said they're.
Right. It's not a sports bar.
So I see people pumping up these places, and one of my favorite coaches goes, Flanagan's, man. You can't go wrong. I said, listen, I love going. We go to Flanagan's. We have Flanagan's delivered. But is Flanagan's a sports bar?
You have to sit at the
bar. Now I got Jimmy going, really, Joe? You got to go. I got some TVs. Will you stop?
He does have TVs. I get it. But
the one by me has a ton of TVs.
Oh, it does?
Coconut Grove, yeah. There's plenty of them.
Oh, I've been down to the Grove one. Yeah, that used to be the UM hangout.
It's always packed there.
That's Jimmy's original store there down there with that one. And
I did not know that.
And
it's always
Jimmy's a good guy, man.
It's always packed there. But they have a great setup there.
Why in the hell did I must have been – it's been around a long time. I might have been between marriages or maybe –
probably why you enjoy it so much.
Yeah. I always say that when in doubt, go between the marriages so I don't.
You can't get in trouble. It's in between.
I know, but I never know if it's really between the marriages
or at the end
tapped into this marriage or the other one. So you got to be careful on that stuff.
That's
Jack.
Your safe zone. Yeah,
got to be careful, man,
that's
with this
safe
stuff.
Zone.
What do you got coming in there, Woody, on
right,
the text
so
machine?
This is interesting. This guy says Duff Duffy's in the Gables on Red Road. It's not the chain, but the original family-owned and operated Duffy's.
Wow.
Old school, old man bar.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
Got it. I don't know. Walk-ons in West Kendall. We got a couple votes for walk-ons in West Kendall.
Love the name.
Right. Walk-ons. Right. It's good.
Because there are walk-ons.
Right.
Some comments about blue cheese. Gross.
People don't like blue cheese?
Some people do. I guess it depends on your age and if you have a sense of taste or not.
Woody, I hate to break it to you, man. I know you do it with carrot cake, too. I don't think you can do it with carrot cake, and I'll put blue cheese with it. I think a lot of young people like blue cheese.
I just like when I sit down with some wings or whatever, I just don't like, you know, hey, bring me a cup of mold.
I ask for extra blue cheese always.
Yeah, well, it's mold.
When I'm at the table with my buddies, two or three of my buddies love
blue cheese. By the way, the fries, the curly fries usually, they've been known to make it from that little bag they come out in and go right into that blue cheese.
Are you
first
a curly
thing.
Fry guy? Is that your go-to fry? I like fry? Them.
No, it doesn't matter. Okay. Whatever the French fry is, it's getting dipped into blue cheese,
What's
Woody.
Your go-to fry? Are you like a? Do you like a bigger, like a crinkle cut?
No, I don't care.
Curly?
Woody, I didn't get like this by being picky. Yeah, apparently true. You didn't either.
Is it French fries? I'll take it.
Hey, Woody. You didn't either.
Just call me fat.
Without saying it, right.
Fine, then I'm going to skip right to this one. Ask Joe if he's seen the Paris Hilton sex tape.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Liar. 0-3.
That's
you're
going to
get the golden sombrero
get for
at
calling
this
me
point.
Fat.
Right.
Publix and Barnes & Noble have newsstands. We're talking about where it says the newsstands are where you can get the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Right. No, mine's fine. It's okay. So as soon as I come out, it comes right to house.
Do you get the swimsuit issue?
Yeah,
of
that's a big
one.
Are you
allowed to keep it?
It's a porn.
Why would that?
Because you're swimsuit. But you're banned from certain things. I just didn't know if that was like okay.
I said my wife's not big on strip clubs, Woody. I'm brutally honest with you.
It also sounds like she's
and apparently
banned,
you guys
adult videos from your house, too.
I just,
the way you're sneaking around trying to not admit that you've seen all these tapes.
I haven't seen any of those
you're
tapes.
You're lying. Stop. Just stop. You're already caught in a lie.
I've never been to a strip club.
That's fine. And that's a lie, too. But that's fine. That's at least a more believable one.
Was Pure Platinum a strip club?
Yeah. So you already lied. You're done. 0-4.
Solid call.
Three. Yep. 5. That's 5. Golden sombrero.
Oh, man.
JT's Sports Bar and Grill in Pembroke Pines is award-winning
Heard about
wings.
It.
It is good.
I know where that
it's a good
is.
Good place.
Yep.
I've been there, too.
I'd like to go to one. We should be judges for a wing contest.
No.
I'm in for that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, during these playoffs, it'd be kind of cool to go out and see one of these places.
Not at all you can eat, though. Joe will probably choke on a bone or something.
You can't have that.
I've been eating chicken wings a long time. I haven't choked yet, Woody. Right. I am trying to cut back. She got me the other night. She goes, do you want a salad or do you want chicken wings?
Is that even a question?
And I was like, oh, man.
That was a question asked to you? If you want a salad or chicken wings?
Well,
and did she know what she knew
was,
what the answer
was? It was a
was.
Half a shot at me because I said, right. I got to have one salad every day.
Oh, okay. So you made the original
So
comment.
She's like,
okay,
so okay. Do you want a salad or would you like chicken wings with those french fries and that extra blue cheese? I broke down right there.
I mean, is that hard
I
breakdown?
I broke down and started crying.
Have a side
so
salad
easy.
With it. Just get a little side salad so you get that fix.
Here's really a scouting report. This guy says walk-ons in West Kendall's TVs everywhere, including the bathrooms.
Wow.
Good menu with Cajun flair and a nice bar.
That's a great point. If you have the extra the TV in the bathroom too, that's pretty good too.
I'll give you one better than that too for old school.
The newspaper. Yeah.
Right above
or
the urinal.
Yeah. Flanagan's has that. A lot of these places have
that's
that.
That's when you got a guy like you leaving when you're relieving
Sports
yourself.
Page sitting up
you
there,
can
right.
sit there and look at the headline and go, oh, I didn't read this. Well, oh, that's
solid. Great call by you. Great call.
Well, you're laughing. I'm sorry. We don't know what you're laughing about. I'm sorry. We're on radio. Go ahead.
I was going to read it, clown.
Read it.
Big Richards, Balls and Grill, great. Mike Roch.
Mike Roch. I mean, do you hear this guy?
Mike Roches.
Why do we have so many immature people out there? I'm sitting there
because
laughing
look
at how
us.
Stupid you guys
so
are,
funny.
Man.
Oh.
Oh, God. Just can't stay out of the gutter, man. We got a lot of seven-year-olds. We thought it was just us.
No, there's plenty of us. There's plenty of all of us out there.
Right? Oh, man. Good God. That's too funny. Hey,
This guy says he's 52. For some reason, he says he can't stand mayonnaise, but he'll eat blue cheese. Has to come out of the bottle, not homemade, because he can taste the mayonnaise and then he'll gag. Do they put mayonnaise in blue cheese dressing?
I'm guessing they do. Wood, yeah.
It's gross. Yeah. Twin Peaks gets Wood. A vote.
Wood, if you don't like it, can you stop ripping blue cheese, man?
Only way I eat blue cheese is at PDQ, Buffalo Blue Cheese Chicken Sandwich.
Oh.
Chef's kiss.
Wow. A lot right
Isn't
there.
PDQ the fast food?
It
like,
is
right?
good.
It's good
stuff.
It's good
and
stuff.
Really,
I like that.
Really nice people. Right. Really nice
yeah.
gang down
a
there.
Ton
at the
of
marketing
sauces,
department.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
B Dubs, vote for B Dubs.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild right, Wings. Right, right. They do have good sauces there. Asian
you know,
chain.
I've never been there.
Buffalo Wild Wings, really?
Really?
Wow, I like that place.
Never been.
Yeah.
And boy, they do. They got commercials
All, right.
nonstop.
Right. Clay's in one of them now, right? Clay Thompson.
Give me a blue cheese or carrot cake IV. There you go.
Solana. Somebody trying to that. Thank you, by the way. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Do you guys know Solana's favorite bar?
No, I don't.
Spanky's.
What the hell's wrong with people? And you know he's sensitive. Like, why are you bringing his name in?
Yeah.
Now he's going to think Woody was behind this.
100%.
Fill my whole putt putt bar and grill. Great.
What's the one that got you earlier today, Woody? What was that?
Bend over.
Bend over's on your mama's road.
How do you read that and not know?
On, hole in the wall in Cutler Bay and little hole in Palmetto Bay.
I think those real are places. Real. I don't even
Wait
know.
A sec. There's no little hole. Come on, Woody.
Banana.
Woody, you come on. She's a little hoe. Come on.
Hole.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Maybe there
hole.
I thought you said hoe.
Banana hammocks in South Beach.
Oh, man. I'm sitting back. All right, listen, we got to go
Shuckers
to break.
Shuckers in North Bay Village
there
is
go.
Really good.
By the way, that place.
It's
that
like
place.
Right
That place is good.
It's just yeah. one of those nobody can see me because we're on radio thing where I'm pointing. I'm actually
yeah.
pointing at Shuckers. It's like
it's
right
over
there.
By WSVN or used
right.
to be.
Right there.
Over
down
there.
The street.
Hey, by the way, Nick Friedell's going to join us, ESPN NBA reporter. We're going to try to track him down. He's going to be busy working that game tonight, game one between the Celtics and the Heat. What time do we decide it's really going to start? What's the actual?
It was 8:46, 8:47 or something like that.
All right. All right, get your nap, get ready right. to go. Get to your favorite sports bar. Get the seats early if you got seats tonight for the Panthers and the Heat, both in action. Broward and Dade County going to be busy tonight, and I hope you don't have any injuries. But if you do have injuries, sure is nice to have Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big part of Baptist Health, South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Yeah, I know what you're going, well, where do the pros go before you start bragging about them? Well, I can tell you, the Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors, those top sports doctors, top specialists, surgeons. Man, they're so good. We got them for every part of the body, and I'm talking about lots of experience, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement. We got the body covered. They've seen every kind of injury. They know how to fix it quickly and get you back out playing the sports you love the most. And Broward County got a brand new facility up there off 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Dr. Swartzen, and they got a bunch of great doctors up there. A lot of the doctors from Dade also work up in Broward because some of our teams are up there. So you're in great care up there. You don't have to worry, man. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Get that same great care. See those great doctors. Hey, man, one go every day. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
I think it'll be a lot of defense played on both sides. I like games in the 90s. That means that you really guard somebody. You're taking away the three-point line, and you're playing inside the three-point line. You're getting back. You're getting stops. A lot of physicality. I think that as it fits into the way that they want to play, it fits in the way that we want to play as well. I think it's a pleasure and it's a blessing to be able to suit up for the Miami Heat organization, no matter who we're going up against. I think it hit a little different going up against Boston. We want that, though. We like that. I think it's going to be fun here in this arena. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be a little bit more fun on the road. Like I always say, I like our chances.
Game one tonight, Heat and Celtics. We're going to jump out right now to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Nick Friedell, NBA reporter for ESPN. He's been all over the Heat for the last week and a half, 2 weeks here. Going to join us. Nick, thank you for your time, buddy.
Guys, it's always good to be with you.
Nick, man, I see you so much on TV now, man. It's great to see you, and I'm glad you're doing well. Before we start, these shows have really started to stir it up with the players. I'm just curious, do you ever hear about it? Patrick Beverley went all in on Chris Paul yesterday, and it's got everybody talking, right? Like, uh-oh, so much for the code of who likes who in this league. What were your thoughts?
That was something. When those quotes and the videos start to pop up yesterday morning, guys, I can't tell you how many times my phone would start buzzing from some of my friends, not only within the network, but all across the league. It went, oh, boy, because you're right. I mean, that's the change. It used to be you just kind of didn't say things publicly,
right,
that the guys talked about in the locker room, and that is what's different these days. And Pat Bev, he's always been a guy who would speak his mind, but you hear it more and more as guys are getting more opportunities, not only within their own social channels, but when they get on television and they're directed sometimes to be as honest as you want to be. And some guys
good for business.
To another level. Right.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what happened yesterday. But that was absolutely the talk of what was going on as some of those quotes were starting to make their way through what was happening on the day-to-day basis.
Yeah, by the way, a strong opinion. And by the way, when they have these guys come in, they know pretty much what they're going to get by the personalities, don't they, for the most part?
Yeah, but I tell you that even yesterday was a little bit of a...
That's true.
Okay, right. Pat Bev, sure, you want to go there, okay. Let's just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
And then Stephen A. came in. I mean, it was a party in the studio yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Pat Bev signed about a 6-year deal yesterday with one of these networks after that, right?
You'll be working with him for a while.
Right. My God. All right, Nick, we're in town. We got the 1-2 seed in the East, the Heat and the Celtics. What are you expecting to see tonight from the Celtics team that just had a really rough series? He had a couple days off, but the Bucks and the Celtics went right to the brink. But what do you expect to see from the Celtics tonight? Marcus Smart as well with that injury.
Yeah, when you go through a series that was as difficult as the one they just finished in Milwaukee, you always leave open the possibility for that game one hangover a little bit. And Miami is so tough, and guys, you talk about it all the time, and you've been living it down here for a while with this group, but defensively, I would expect the Heat to just go at Boston as hard as possible in this game, because they know that series took a lot out of them, and they know that this is their opportunity to get that first win and create some momentum. But as far as what I expect from Boston, I watched that Nets series up close and personal about a month ago at this point, and they shut down Kevin Durant at a level we just haven't seen throughout his career. But that all starts with Jason Tatum. So I know there are question marks with Smart, and Robert Williams has been battling an injury of his own. But guys, I have seen this Celtics team a lot from a distance. I watched it up close for those first couple weeks. They are so talented defensively. And what's been so interesting for me being down here the last few weeks covering the Heat is that Miami sees Boston as an equal. They know that in order to get to where they want to go, they are going to have to play at a level that they haven't seen so far this season. And when you have the weapons that Boston has on the defensive end and you switch as much as they do, it is going to be a really, really fun series to watch. And we played that clip of Jimmy coming in there, but I believe him. They all know, the P.J. Tuckers and Bams, everybody knows what it's going to take to win in this series. And I think Boston just has a couple more weapons that Miami's going to have to account for.
Nick, I'm just curious. In these first couple of rounds, we've seen the Miami Heat pick one guy and decide, you are not going to beat us. We're going to make – your other guy's going to have to do it. We're taking you away. You think they do that with Tatum, or they? Is it more we're going to let Tatum get his, and we're going to try to keep some other guys from having big games?
I think they're going to try with Tatum, but the problem for them is that Tatum isn't Trae Young.
Yeah.
And Tatum isn't Harden.
That's correct.
And Embiid, as we know, wasn't the same player because of all the injuries that he's dealing with. Having been around Jimmy for all these years, and I covered him from the very beginning in Chicago, and then saw him a bunch in Minnesota and a little bit in Philly as well. To listen to him talk about Tatum yesterday was really intriguing because Jimmy doesn't just dole out compliments. He's well aware of the power of his words and what he says. And he said, Tatum's one of the elite players in the game. And you can throw everything at him sometimes, and he can still get you with a jumper somewhere. And to see the lift that he has taken defensively, I think, is what impressed Jimmy more than anything else. So I think that they are going to try, just like they have in those first couple series, to limit everything Tatum does. And that means P.J. Tucker is going to start on him. Jimmy's going to get some time on him. Bam's going to be there for the switches. But all eyes will be on Tatum, and they're going to try and make somebody else beat them. The difference, though, compared to those other series, is that Tatum is just a better player. And the elevation that he has taken to superstardom in the last month or so is really impressive. And the scary part is he's just getting better. But if there's a team that could do it and that could slow him, it's this Heat group.
Nick, I want to ask you, Jimmy Butler's an interesting guy. You know, he's a little different. There's no question about it. When we got him here after everything had happened and all his different stops, I wasn't sure how this thing was going to work. I know he likes to play both ends of the court, but this relationship has just been unbelievable. He openly talks about, man, I'm so happy being here and the way we play and the guys I play with and Pat and the coach. He's just as happy as can be. I've been surprised. How about you?
I think that this is the perfect marriage for player and team. And I take it a step further and say, I think the Heat are getting out of Jimmy the best possible basketball that there is. And if he were to leave Miami, I just don't know if that other team, whomever it may be, would have the structure in place to handle Jimmy's personality. Because, guys, any coach that's been around him, and I had him all those years with Tibbs in both those places, but any coach that's seen him and saw the blow-up with Spoelstra a couple months ago and saw the stuff that happened at times in all these spots behind the scenes, they're just kind of looking around, nodding, going, yeah, that's Jimmy. That's part of the deal. But to his credit, he has always shown up when he needs to. And I think what always has bothered Jimmy, at least in these last couple of years, is he wants to be viewed as a superstar. And in order to change that narrative, he almost did it in the bubble. He delivered the Heat to the finals two games away. But if he can get them through this Boston series, and then you face off against the Warriors or the Mavericks, and he can deliver a title to Miami, that forever changes the way people will look at Jimmy. But in the moment, I think that this whole setup down here has been great for him because you need people around Jimmy Butler who will challenge him when needed. And when you have the Haslams in place and you have the respect that Riley has earned through his decades in the league and you have a coach that is as great as Eric Spoelstra, you have the pieces that can get the best out of him, and that's what we've seen from this relationship between Butler and the Heat.
Yeah, outside of a couple of years, the perfect puzzle pieces they've brought in here with the P.J. Tuckers of the world, the Lowrys, all those guys they brought in here. I got to give it to Boston, too. They found a time machine and found the 2006 Al Horford somewhere walking around and brought him in for a couple of games. Because, listen, we're going to talk about Jimmy. We're going to talk about Tatum. There's going to be a game where someone else, one guy we're not talking about, has one of those games. And Al Horford showed it in the last series. He's got a little left in the tank. That was really interesting to see him go for 30 points in a game. That was crazy.
Zach, I was looking around. I'm like, are we in Gainesville?
Right. I was waiting for Noah to pop out and Corey Brewer and Billy D.
Let's see what else is happening. For Horford at this stage of his career, to play at that level in that kind of game was something, because I wasn't sure that he had that game left in him. But I mean, he was motivated clearly, guys, by the fact that the league had kind of written him off. And a big contract in Philly, it didn't work. And you kind of went, what's left here? But he's still got plenty in the tank. And if you are watching this series, he is a huge part of what may happen. Because we can discuss, and it's a huge part of the Heat conversation. You have all these guys, Jimmy and P.J. Tucker and Kyle Lowry, although I'd be surprised if we saw him, because that hamstring injury is a real issue. But they're all wired in a similar fashion, and they want to just kick your butt the whole night, and they want to prove that they can dominate and impose their will. But I just feel like offensively, Boston has a couple more weapons, and one of those weapons that can come out of seemingly nowhere at this point is Horford. Yeah. And it's another reason why you just wonder if Miami is going to have the answer to all that the challenges that Boston provides. But that part of the matchups and going back and forth and who's going to be on who, if Al Horford can give you something close to what he showed in that Milwaukee series, the Heat are going to have an issue trying to figure out how to stop everything.
All right. All starts tonight. Game one, Celtics and the Heat. Nick, we appreciate the
Thanks,
time.
Nick. Really appreciate
we'll
it, brother.
You
Thank
again
you.
Soon, my man.
Yo, you got it, Zach. Great to be with you. And shout out to our boy, Young Greg. Who
Young
I hope
Greg.
Is listening somewhere.
Right.
The man.
The man. Young Greg.
He will always be the man, even married man. You're right.
That's right. Wow. All right. See you guys.
See you, Nick. All right. Nick Friedell from ESPN joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Hey, Zach, got to talk about this AG1 for just a second, man. I just, again, never been a guy that's been big on vitamins and minerals. Not, it's pretty simple. It's been aspirin. It's been water, and it's been a lot of coffee. And you know what? Now that this AG1, and my daughter pushed me towards it, 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals for everything you need. First thing in the morning, you're done. That's it. You're getting everything you need right there. Give it a few weeks and start to notice your energy level, everything your body's craving and needs, you're going to get from that little powder, that green powder. One scoop in the morning, make a big, big change in your life.
That's right. It's easy. Like Joe said, one scoop, put it in between 8 and 12 ounces of water, and you'll see a change in a couple of weeks, and you're going to love it. You're going to love what's going on in your body. It supports better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, alertness, energy, everything with that. And by the way, you know what happens when you buy vitamins. You have to buy 75 different vitamins, all this stuff. This is just it. $3 a day, you're investing in your health when you get AG1. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. That's how easy it is for you. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Easy, first thing in the morning, and boom, you're done for the day. Go right now, athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning here to Conflict Tuesday. Panthers, like, I know everybody's still salty.
I'm salty.
I know you guys, and fair to both you guys. Right. Everybody else is bitching, too. I heard a little Dave Hyde bitching from the Sun Sentinel last night, too. He was like, really? We finally get our two teams that are really good, and they got to play at the same time,
right.
Same days, at home.
And I get what you're saying. Man. There might be a hockey crowd and a basketball crowd. I get that too. But the whole
probably
point
some
is,
though.
But there's
but you
some
still like
both.
To have your night.
Yeah.
No. I you're right. You would much rather. Hey, basketball. You got your thing. We know basketball is more popular in this
it
town
is,
to start with.
Fine.
So
right.
So basketball, and then let the Panther let everybody see our product too. We can pick up some new viewers to see what it is about this team. I heard there's some bad blood with Tampa Bay and the Florida Panthers, and yeah, they would like to have it that way. By the way, I got to hear one more time, man, because I know tomorrow, God only knows, he's coming on again today on ESPN. It's really good.
Right.
But I got to hear, I listen, for active player in any league to come on and trash a team and an individual player that's going to be a Hall of Famer the way Patrick Beverley killed Chris Paul yesterday, coming off one of the biggest embarrassments in the history of a Game 7, the history at home, to play as poorly as they played. Here's what Patrick Beverley had to say on ESPN yesterday.
We're not having a conversation about why Phoenix lost in theory. We're having a conversation about why they were down by 46 points.
Scared.
30 at the half.
They were scared. 46.
So now that's where, what are you saying to that?
Basketball player, you could see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking their soul. They knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch, trust me. They have iPhones. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me, Kawhi and Paul George. I'm damn sure he's going to do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of them. But you face Dallas? You ain't scared of Dallas, but, man, you
scared Luka.
Hey, man, you got to get your game right when you play Luka. I'm just being honest. Right. Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when he played Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA.
Well, what did I just say, though?
And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel and think.
I believe you, but what I'm saying
he's
is...
He's finessed the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe-throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We going to be honest? We want to be really honest?
Yes.
He should have fouled out. He should have fouled out. The last game, too. You see the replay against Brunson. Hit him on the shoulder. Hit him in the mouth. Ref don't call anything. If that's me, oh, review it. Oh, flagrant one. If that's him, they don't call it. So let's not get it twisted, man. He should have fouled out. He can't guard. He literally can't guard.
He can't guard. Yeah. He can't guard. Chris Paul can't guard anybody? Is that what you say?
Did you see that? No, he can't. Everyone knows that.
Excuse me. No. I don't know that. I haven't heard anybody tell me that.
Because you haven't suited up. You know guys don't like to tell you all the truth. You know that. Because they're scared. They're scared what you're going to take with it.
He's right about that. They will lie. Yeah, he's honest. I'm they will lie. That lie. Is true. He's not lying about
man,
that.
CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that.
Everybody knows that. Can't guard anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Use a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody that knows right. that. Everyone knows that. It's just y'all don't want to accept it because
no, I don't accept that. I don't. I'm saying again, if you're taller than them, you're saying you can shoot over him. Obviously, that's
but
an
give
issue.
Him the but, Ben Simmons but, slander. Give him the PG 13 slander. Give him the slander that you give everybody. Come on, Steve.
Wow.
Jeez.
Cone. That's as good. Welcome to the new world of professional sports where guys dog guys.
Right.
That are active, and Chris Paul, of course, can be a Hall of Famer. He's 37 years old, and late in these playoffs, he just seems to give the guy a break. He seems to run out of gas and plays like a 37-year-old,
right.
A normal 37-year-old. Patrick Beverley just killed him.
Slammed the door on him, man.
Killed him. And, oh, by the way, he'll be back on with us again today.
Right,
to,
of course.
It was so good yesterday. How about Paul George just sitting at home, minding his own business?
Send him shooting him a text. Pat, man, leave me out of this, man.
Like, really?
Come on.
Hey, you're doing just great on your own.
Right.
You didn't have to say, yeah, Chris Paul sucks defensively. Why'd you put me in there?
Plus, you got to throw me in the same sentence with Ben Simmons? You had to do that also? Give him the Ben Simmons treatment, the Paul George PG-13
treatment?
You
been dogging Ben. Let's see you dog Chris. Oh, you can. He's one of the gang, huh? He's one of the popular guys you need in the business. All right, got a couple of minutes here for sports bars and everything else. We always appreciate your text messages. We got lots of them. What do you got coming in this morning?
Well, we're running low on sports bars. I think we hit all of them, Joe. But
you've hit all the fake names, too. It's been great.
Well, yeah, someone gave us Salmonella's Chicken Shack in Kendall.
God.
This is a real one, Sports Grill.
Sports Grill's
Bird
good, man.
Road or Miami Lakes if you want to run into some NFL guys.
I've been the one in Bird Road.
LT, Biscuit Bennett, and Dwayne Starks go there. Says,
I haven't seen Dwayne Starks in.
Who the hell's Biscuit Bennett?
Old linebacker at UM, really good.
Okay.
They called him Biscuit. I just made that up.
I was like, all right.
I believed you for a second. I was like,
do you know who it is?
No.
Biscuit Bennett. No, I have no idea. Okay.
But if you got a name Biscuit,
right?
Making me hungry.
Can only imagine.
There, there was actually a bar called Spanky's in Fort Lauderdale back in the 90s.
Was there a Spanky? Was it Spanky Wanky or just Spanky?
Because someone earlier texted in Solana's favorite bar is Spanky's.
Oh, man.
You know what? We got to let that go with him.
Right.
That really bothered him. Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Really
bothered
him.
I didn't bring it up. The texter did, so I can't get in trouble.
I mean, you read it.
But, like, so I don't out the guy, but if we talk about him, we get in trouble.
We don't get in trouble.
Well, you don't because you're immune to trouble, but like everyone else.
But he's
else
trying
does.
To get his career going, and right. you guys talking about
Whoa.
Listening to the GM and making sounds in the background. Mm. And then he had to go out and say, look, I was working out. Those sounds you heard were me pounding the bench press off my
got
chest.
The video, remember? You got us the video.
It wasn't what we thought video. He was doing.
No. Someone texted it was Cornelius Bennett.
Oh,
Biscuit Bennett.
I didn't know that's his nickname.
Really?
I do
know that was his nickname.
Cornelius does live down here.
Yeah. I ain't calling him
Biscuit. He's a hell of a player, too.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I really don't. I just read a lot of this stuff.
We can tell.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Bruce Rumor, Bo Campers, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, we start the morning with those guys, Brew and Bo.
Right.
Part of the Killer Bees.
The Wings.
All those guys got in the wing business,
right.
too,
Smart.
Man.
Smart.
There's a great history to that story, by the way. There's been a lot of guys that are very successful in the wing business. It goes back to the old Wings and Things. Family came down from Buffalo and opened all these places. And Brew was partners with one of the family members. And all those other guys got all the recipes and the whole thing and have done very well. Chicken wing. I think chicken wing business done pretty good.
I'm sure it has.
I would have gotten the business, would have been closed in a month and a half, lost probably 150 grand.
But for that month and a half, a lot of people would be eating good.
Hey, I don't have any money, Joe. Do you mind, man? Right. Can you pick this one up? Sure, man.
Imagine if you had a sports
forgot
bar
my
right
wallet
now with Hollywood. And
all the
and
forgot
Nate.
My wallet friends right. would all be coming in.
I would definitely have a house account.
If this place is real, I mean, if this isn't real, it should be. Scratch and Balls Billiards.
I don't know. That's a little suspect.
It's in Hollywood.
I mean, it could be because there is
know.
A scratch and there are balls.
But I do like that name. Like, that's a good name for a pool place.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
By the way, we don't have a lot of those anymore. We still
not
have those
billiard
pool
places, right?
Yeah.
You still have a billiard club and Davy. Okay.
There's a few things that I've seen disappear. You're right.
Right.
I don't see the as
not
many
pool
halls
and
racquetball courts indoor are disappearing.
Sport rooms back in the day, yeah.
Wow. They used to have happy hour at those places. That was a great meat marketplace to meet people my first and second year. Of course, when I just wanted to have friends.
Right, in between.
Could have been engaged back home
Is
or something.
Is it in between? Are we doing the in between? Okay. I just feel like that's so safe when you say
I don't know.
You're so right.
Could have been during the two girlfriend time, though. I don't know.
It's like
could
when
have
someone
been.
Says allegedly, and they don't know. Like, you're in between? Is allegedly. Right.
Oh, God. Right. You'll be careful, man, after years of... Not sure when the hell all that stuff popped up. It's all starting to run together, man. It's all bad.
All right, one more. Apparently, if you're going fishing, you can go to Master Bait and Tackle.
I don't know. I don't know either, man.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it, bro. Of course. I was very good at it, of course. Why the hell would I not?
What, fishing?
How about Jeter's Grill in Jupiter?
Whichever one you want
there.
Me to be good at.
You That's think cool. of Jeter's Grill? Oh, my God.
We got some real creative comedians out there today, man. Want to thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, hopefully tomorrow morning, man, we are sitting here talking about a couple of wins, one in Broward and one in Dade County. We're fair to both counties, man. We believe in South Florida, all the fans and everything else. Have a great day, everybody.